Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Luis Mercedes. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Cook. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson hits a line drive towards the mound. Cook reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mercedes strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fermin hits a fly ball into right field. Mercedes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Berga hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tackett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson hits a fly ball into right field. Mercedes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sorrento moves to third. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sorrento scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martinez moves to third. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 0. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton strikes out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercedes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercedes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 0. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sorrento strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Milligan. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive off the glove of Hewlett, and into shallow left field. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0 for 1 in the game. Tackett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercedes. Berger reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Mercedes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercedes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercedes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground for a single. Wayne Kirby pinch runs for Carlos Martinez. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirby. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Eric Plunk now pitching. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Randy Milligan. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Segui pinch hits for Billy Ripken. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Segui strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark McLemore now playing second base. David Segui now playing first base. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Devereaux. Bell reaches second base with a double. Fermin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sorrento is walked intentionally. Thomas Howard pinch runs for Albert Bell. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Thomas Howard now playing left field. Chito Martinez pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson is 0-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Orsolac pinch hits for Luis Mercedes. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to second. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Orsolac hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 0-3 in the game. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 0-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Orsolac now playing right field. Mark Parent now catching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whiten is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ortiz is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a line drive beyond second. McLemore can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lofton is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Howard is chasing the ball. Davis rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McLemore hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hewlett is 0-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Segui is 0-1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Felix Furman. Greg Olson now pitching. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Levis hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berga is 3-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.